Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and May. May is not physically with me today because we are very, very blessed to have Master David Lush in Sydney, who is teaching us such incredible wisdom on Tao healing, rejuvenation and longevity so that we can become happier, beautiful and more useful. So it has been an incredible time with Master David. We are on day 3 out of a 5-day retreat. And also we have coming up, we have a Tao Song Tao Dance session, which is on September the 7th. So we are very, very fortunate to have Master David with us, who has been sharing with us deeper and deeper teachings on the Tao. The Tao is the way of all life. The Tao is all about oneness. So we are actually one. We are one with the animals. We are one with nature. We are one with Mother Earth. We are one with heaven, the Tao, the source. We are one with humanity. So at this time on Mother Earth, we have lost that oneness in many aspects, even like the oneness with the animals, which I speak about this often, as that we don't take care of a lot of the animals on Mother Earth. So it's like there's a separation, because if we were really one with the animals and nature, we would offer them the greatest love, care and compassion all of the time. So this is one of my greatest passions, is to assist this process to take place through the teachings of Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha, who teaches us these incredible soul secrets, Tao secrets, wisdom, knowledge and practical techniques to heal, rejuvenate and transform us, our beloved pets, all of the animals, nature, Mother Earth and all souls. So we are so blessed by Master Sha's teaching. So today we are very, very fortunate that we have beloved Master Christine Vitello, who is with us. She is living in Brisbane at this time, and I love Master Christine so much, and I'm very, very happy that she's with me today. And firstly, let us ask Master Christine to say hello.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Love you, love you, love you. We're having such a beautiful time here. I wish you were here. Next time we have a retreat like this, join us. Love you, love you, love you.
Wonderful. And you can join via webcast as well if you're not actually in Australia. But what we're focusing on today is beloved Master Christine has a beautiful cat, so I'm very blessed to have spent time with, and his name's Phoenix. And Phoenix is an older cat. Is he 16?
He's 16.
He's 16 and he thinks he's a person. And he actually takes his soul journey, his spiritual journey, because every soul actually on Mother Earth has a task. So he actually takes his task and his journey very seriously. I've spent quite a bit of time with Phoenix, but he's actually going through some issues with his kidneys at the moment. And Master Christine is she's in Sydney now. And what is actually taking place is, this happens with many, many people, is when they have to leave their pets, they can feel anxious, they can feel worried. So firstly, we're going to ask Master Christine to explain what she is feeling at this time, connected with having to leave Phoenix when he's not that well. And then I will do a soul communication with Phoenix to see what he is feeling. And then we're going to do a practice to transform all of this to love and light. So this is the power of Master Self's teachings. We have the power to transform any of these emotions to love and light. So let us ask Master Christine how she felt when she had to leave. I was going to say Master Phoenix. Well, he's Master because he's male. But what were the feelings that came up for you, Master Christine, when you had to leave Phoenix?
Okay. Well, when I had to first leave Phoenix, I'll just fill you in just for a moment or two. He's a very serious character. He's 16 years old and he's facing challenges with his kidneys. So, of course, we've taken him to the vet. Master Shah teaches that we honour everything. So he went to the vet. He had blood tests, etc. So we know exactly what his condition is. And the diagnosis was not all that good. So the suggestion of the vet was that he was not to live much longer. And I said, well, okay, no. We're not going down that road. So we've used divine healing hands. And this was 2.5 months ago, and this was very serious. This little soul was about to leave us. But he's still here. He's happy. We have, of course, used conventional means by taking him to the vet. He's had vitamin shots. He's had nutrition food to help his kidneys. He's had hydration. And, of course, all of this helps his physical body. But we're working on his soul. So we heal the soul first and then his body and his mind follows. And Phoenix has a very serious task to perform, and he does it very well. We have international students come and they stay with me for short periods of time. And when they come to me, they suffer from emotional imbalances. It can be fear, anxiety, depression. And so, of course, this soul loves them unconditionally. And he helps them heal. So that is his task. And he has more of this task to do yet. So I am blessed and honoured to be a divine channel and a worldwide representative of Dr. and Master Qigong Sha. So I have been authorised soul power beyond my mind, but my soul knows. So this soul power we have been using with Phoenix. He has had soul operations. He's had crown chakra blessings. We use divine healing pause with him. He has his own divine healing pause. We use and offer divine healing hands blessings. Now, I know this sounds maybe a little confusing for some people, but this is all soul power, offering and asking our soul to heal ourselves and speaking to the divine. And the divine gives his virtue to help us heal. But we have to do the practices, so we do this as well. So how I felt when I had to leave my furry baby, as I call him, I was a little worried, and that's an emotion that we humans have. So I had to deal with that. So first, I put everything in place so that Phoenix is happy and healthy on the physical side. So then I had to put everything in place so that he was happy and healthy on the soul level. So he has Master Shah singing Love, Peace and Harmony 24 hours, 7 days a week. He has his own little Master Shah button that plays Love, Peace and Harmony. He sits in my healing room. He has his own chair. The sun comes in the morning. He can see my altar with Master Shah, And so this is how I have tried to nourish his soul while I am away. So thank you.
So how do you feel now when you close your eyes? I'm going to ask Master Christine how she, if she now thinks about that she's had to leave Phoenix, like what is still there for her at this time? What is it that is there still some worry? Because we're going to do a practice over the chance of anything that so you can disconnect, take a moment to feel. So what are you feeling now? Connect with Phoenix.
Connected with Phoenix. Connected with Phoenix, I can feel his anxiousness, actually. Mm-hmm. I can feel his fear. It's not actually mine because I am quite calm. Because
how do you feel
Oh, I miss him. Yes, I have that anxiety of being separated from him. Like we all do. I think that's what Master Robin was trying to get me to bring out. So thank you.
Yes.
The anxiety of separation.
Yeah, so Master Christine's experiencing that. And now I'm going to ask Phoenix what he's experiencing. So I'm going to do a soul communication. We've been focusing on soul communication the last weeks. So what I'm doing with soul communication, I connect with Phoenix's soul and I'm going to ask him how he is feeling at this time, not that his mother's not there with him when he's not well. And then we will, once we know, we will do a practice. We'll use the soul power, the body power, the mind power and the sound power to transform any of this, because what I've learned is that if the human being is feeling anxious about something, then the pet is feeling anxious, because we're actually, as I said earlier, we are one. So it's very interesting how I've seen this before, how if a human has a heart condition, when I tune into the pet, they've got a blockage in their heart. That's how connected we can be to our animal companions. So let me do a short flow. I'll ask Phoenix to give me a few sentences. So I'll connect with Phoenix's soul. So how, my dearest ones, my dearest Master Robin, it is my honor to share my feelings at this time. It is true that I have some worry in my heart, and I also have fear at this time. Fear, I know, is connected with the kidneys, and I know that my kidneys are weak at this time. So I feel fear more than one would normally, due to the imbalance in my kidneys. I am missing my beloved mother greatly, as she brings great peace and comfort to my heart. Her light and her love nourishes me greatly in every moment that we are together. I know that we are one always, but when we are physically separated, I feel this separation. I would be most grateful to feel a deeper heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection in every moment, whether we are together or we are apart. Thank you for allowing me to share at this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, beloved Phoenix. So now let us do a practice. So you can close your eyes. And we're going to ask heaven to transform whatever is blocking, because it's whenever we don't feel oneness, there are sentient blockages that are present. Because if we didn't have any blockages, in our heart and soul, we would feel completely connected all of the time. So let us still practice. So you can, so the body power place, and you can do this for your pet actually, even if your pet is with you at this time. We're going to, and I will do it for May because I'm not with May, and I know that when I'm not with May, she has some anxiety. So we're going to do a practice to clear any sensing blockages that are not allowing us to feel one with our pet at this time. So, and particularly emotions such as anxiety, fear, worry, all of these emotions, they actually create the blockages. They block us from feeling that oneness. So this is actually what we're all working on in humanity. This is the ultimate goal, is to join our hearts and souls together as one to create love, peace and harmony. So let us do this now. So placing one palm on your heart, the other palm on your lower abdomen. And firstly, we will connect with our own heart and soul. So you can repeat after me silently or out loud if you're at home. And you can speak out loud. So we say, dear the Shen Qi Qing of my heart and my soul, I love you, I honor you, and I deeply appreciate you. You have the power to fully open. You have the power to transform any sensing blockages that are preventing me from feeling oneness with my animal companion, and you can name. So I will say with my animal companion, May. Master Christine will say with my animal companion, Phoenix. Because it is our own blockages that prevent us from feeling the oneness and just feeling that exchange of love. And then now let us connect with the heart and soul of our pets. So dear the Shen Qi and Jing of the heart and soul and of, and you can name your pet. So I'll say the heart and soul of May. I love you. I love you. I love you. And let us add a forgiveness practice. Please forgive me and my ancestors for any hurt and harm that I may have caused you or your ancestors in any lifetime. I am deeply, deeply sorry. And I forgive you for any hurt and harm that you may have caused me or my ancestors in any of our lifetimes. I love you. You love me. I forgive you. You forgive me. So just feeling the oneness, we can always do forgiveness practice with our pets, actually. So now let us connect with our five elements. So dear, and each organ that I'm going to mention connects with a different emotion, actually. So dear, the Shen, Qi, and Jing of our livers. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. You have the power, and our pets livers, we love you, honor you, deeply appreciate you. You have the power to transform any impatience and anger to patience. Do a good job. Thank you. So the emotion of anger is stored in the liver. So now we'll go to the heart. Dear the Shen Qi Qing of our hearts and our pets' hearts. We love you. You have the power to transform any anxiety and depression to joy, any separation anxiety to joy. Do a good job. Thank you. Now we'll go to the spleen. Dear the Shen Qi Jing, of our spleens and our pet spleens, we love you. You have the power to transform any worry to love and compassion. Do a good job. Thank you. And now we'll go to the lungs. Dear the Shen Qi Jing, of our lungs and our pet's lungs, we love you. You have the power to transform any grief and sadness to courage. Do thank you. So when we leave our animal companions, we may have worry, we may have, there could be some frustration, there could be even anger, there could be anxiety, there could be sadness. So we can actually have a whole mix of emotions, which is why I was guided to connect to all of these. And now we're going to balance and harmonize the emotions and open our heart and soul to our pets further. And if you actually don't have a pet right now, you can do this with a pet that you know, for example, or a previous pet. You can choose whoever comes to you, you can do this. Or you can actually do this with a human being. If your partner goes away for a while, you may experience the same thing. So wonderful. So now, so feel that deep connection with your heart, because we're going to open our hearts and souls further, particularly to our animal companions, and we're going to balance our emotions, and they're going to be balancing. We're going to help them to balance their emotions. So we'll connect with soul power. So dear the divine, dear the Tao, the source, dear countless spiritual mothers and fathers, countless heaven, saints, animals. And I'm going to connect with a very special calligraphy called Da Ai. Dear the source Lingguang calligraphy Da Ai. The countless saints, saints, animals, connected to and within this calligraphy. We love you. We honor you. We deeply appreciate you. We bow to you. Please bless us and our pets with the greatest love so that we may fully open our hearts and souls to our pets, so our pets can fully open their hearts and souls to us. Please bless us to fully open our hearts and souls to the divine Tao, source, love, our spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven, saints, animals, love. And please bless us with Da Ai, the greatest love, to balance any of our unbalanced emotions and transform them to love and light so that we may feel the oneness with our pets, so we may feel the oneness with all of the animals, nature, Mother Earth, humanity in all souls. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, what is appropriate at this time? And we will make this a universal practice. So we invite all pets to come and join us, chant with us, all animal souls, all nature souls, all souls of humanity. One thing. Please join us. Please chant Da-I with us to open our hearts and souls, to balance our emotions so that we may feel the oneness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to chant Da-I. We'll do various mantras. So I'll just do, firstly we'll chant Da-I, Da-I. Fully open our hearts and souls. So I'll do one round so you know the tune and then I'll ask you to join me. Da-I, Da-I. Fully opens our hearts and souls. da da fully open thou pets, hearts and souls. So Johnny, da fully open thou hearts and souls. Da fully open thou pets, hearts and souls. Die, fully open thou hearts and souls. Fully open thou pets, hearts and souls. So you can visualize for the mind power, visualize this beautiful rainbow light that is connecting your heart with your pet's heart, your soul with your pet's soul. And you can visualize this beautiful rainbow light that is connecting you and your pet, joining you together as one. You see that you're in this beautiful, almost like a ball of beautiful rainbow light, and you are completely one as we continue. So now we are going to chant Da-I, balances our emotions. And Da-I balances our pet's emotion. So we're doing this together.
Great love.
emotions. So wonderful.
So feel the love that is radiating. It is transforming any of the emotions, unbalanced emotions, to love. So if we were feeling anxiety, it is transform the anxiety to love. If we're feeling worry, it is transforming the worry to love. And it is the same for our pets. If they were feeling anxious, this anxiety is being transformed to joy, to love, to the balanced emotion. So they're being filled with this beautiful love. So we are now going to turn on our divine healing hands and offer a blessing. So Master Christine and I, we will turn on our divine healing hands and we're going to offer a divine healing hand blessings to balance, to open the heart and soul to our pets further as appropriate and to balance our emotions. Particularly when we leave our pets, so even if you're together at the moment, so the next time you leave your pet, it is so that you are filled with love. You're just radiating this love to your pet, and your pet is also filled with love. So let us connect. So dear our divine healing hands, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please turn on. Please offer blessings to everyone and their pets on Blog Talk Radio. Please offer blessings to beloved Phoenix, to May. If your pet is not with you, they will receive the blessing. We will receive the blessing. Anyone who listens in the future, they will receive a blessing to open their heart and soul further to their pet as appropriate. And the Divine Healing Hands blessing is to balance the emotions when you need to leave your pet. Could be even when you go off to work, that your pet is experiencing separation anxiety, you're experiencing some anxiety. So what is appropriate at this time, whenever you have to separate from your pet, which is to balance your emotions, what is appropriate at this time? The Divine Healing Hands blessings start, and we will chant Divine Healing Hands heals us. We'll chant Divine Healing Hands fully opens our hearts and souls. Divine Healing Hands balances our emotions. Sit together. Divine Healing Hands fully opens our hearts and souls. Divine Healing Hands balances our emotions. Divine Healing Hands fully opens our hearts and souls. Divine Healing Hands balances our emotions. Divine Healing Hands fully opens our hearts and souls. Appreciate you. Bow to you. Please turn on. Please offer blessings to each other. Please offer blessings to yourself. To
raise the frequency and vibration of this blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now let's chant divine healing hands and pause. Fully open to heart and soul.
Divine healing hands and pores, fully open to hearts and souls. Divine healing hands and pores, burns our emotions. Divine healing hands and pores, fully open to hearts and souls. Divine healing hands and pores. Divine healing hands and pores, fully open thou hearts and souls. Divine healing hands and pores, burn thou emotions. Divine healing hands and pores, fully open thou hearts and souls. Divine healing hands and pores.
So we continue to ask them to bless.
So now I'm going to offer a very special blessing to Master Christine for their connection, Master Christine's connection with Master, sorry, with Phoenix, to transform any of the unbalanced emotions connected with separation, when they need to separate. So what is appropriate for them at this time? And I'll offer this for everyone who listens to this. And also May and I, whoever listens to this, who is listening now, whoever listens in the future. So this will be a... We'll ask beloved Lingwei Shangshe Kuan Yin to offer a blessing. Just fully open and relax. Blessings start as appropriate. And to bring your heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection closer so you feel more oneness in every moment with your pet, as appropriate. Chen Shou Chen Yan Da Tsu Dong Bi Yu breath in, And breathing out. So now we're going to ask Master Christine for a moment to connect again with Phoenix and how she is feeling after this practice. So we did a practice how to self-heal this. Then we offered a divine healing hands, divine healing pause blessing. So you are able to become a divine healing hands soul healer, or your pet has the opportunity to receive divine healing pause. So you can find out more about this on the website www.divinehealinghands.com. And then I offered a special blessing from beloved Ling Wei Shangshu. Oh, this is her new name. It was Kuan Yin, who is the bodhisattva of compassion. So how are you feeling? We will say how. Thank you. So let us ask Master Christine to give us a few lines on how she feels she may have transformed, and then I will do a soul communication with Phoenix and ask him to give us one or two lines on the transformation for him. So, Master Christine.
How. Thank you, Master Robin. Thank you, Divine. Well, those blessings were truly, truly divine. So come back time and time again and listen to these blessings more. I am feeling very, very relaxed. My body is vibrating from the light and the love that was offered to me from the divine and all of the saints that are around us. And I can truly say that I'm feeling quite comfortable and happy because I was shown Phoenix. He came to me, his face was before me. And he does this little thing of winking and blinking his eyes, and that's telling me that he loves me. So that was my sign that he's feeling okay. So if he's feeling okay, I'm feeling okay. So thank you, Master Robin, for all of the blessings. Thank you, Divine. How?
Thank you, Master Christine, because Master Christine is a powerful healer. She's actually a powerful soul communicator as well. So you can connect with Master Christine in Brisbane. She's an amazing soul, Master Christine. I'm very honoured that she's joined us today. And let me do a flow with Phoenix, a soul communication. So, dear the soul of Phoenix, what would you like to share with us? How was that practice for you? How are you feeling now? How? This is Phoenix speaking. I am so deeply grateful for this practice today. I am deeply grateful for all of the blessings that I have received through this session. I have so much peace, so much joy and so much love in my heart. I feel that I am being held in the heart of the divine. I know that my mother will be back home soon in a few days. I truly cannot express my gratitude enough for everything that I have received today, for everything that I have received from my most beloved mother, and of course from Master Shah. This is and has been and will continue to be an amazing, amazing journey with each and every one of you. I love you all. How. Thank you. So when I connect with Phoenix, he is just radiating this incredible, incredible light and so much love. So our animal friends are so open because they don't have the mind blockages. They're just fully open. So they've just received, they might receive more than we do because they're more open than we are. So they can transform very quickly. So it's been a very powerful practice. And I encourage you, like Master Christine said, you can listen to this over and over again. If you have, if you're away from your pet, you can play this program before you leave, when you're away, or if you know that you're going away in the future to transform whatever is there, because it's always the sensing blockages that you can clear little by little. So whenever you leave your pet, if you're calm, if you're filled with love, you're relaxed, and they will feel that love, the calmness and the relaxation. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank Master Shah, the divine Tao source, our spiritual mothers and fathers, the heaven saints, animals, our divine healing hands and paws enough. I thank beloved Master Christine for joining today. It's been a wonderful, wonderful, very powerful session. And we will now say goodbye. So we'll put our hands in the air and our paws in the air. And we'll say, love you, love you, love you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong.
I love you, everyone. It's always a great honor and joy to connect with you and your pets every week. So we will return again next week. So bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you, love you, love you.